Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
Is that really your signature thing? Like, you're going to really jack the yo, yo, yo? Like, that's it for you?
Every podcast.
Every podcast. You know what? I'm tired of saying it's been a minute because it's definitely been a minute. We know that already, but it's just like, when was the last episode that we dropped? Because I don't feel like looking.
I don't remember.
It's been a couple of months, though.
Nah, not a couple. Probably like a month.
How you come on my podcast yawning? Let's talk about it. Like,
they didn't even hear me until you said
you was there talking through the, like, you ever have somebody that is yawning and they're trying to talk through the yawn, like, just yawn.
But nah, it's probably a month.
I low key feel like it's longer than that, but we can see after that.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm good. You know, we was chilling. You know, relaxing. I feel good. I feel relaxed.
Besides the pool being fucking overpopulated today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much.
Like, it was a lot going on, but... You know, we made the best of it. We enjoyed ourselves.
They liked your chicken.
Yeah, well... Thanks to you. You marinated it. I just threw it on a grill, you know?
He's only saying that because he heard that. But he actually marinated it and everything.
I didn't. I wish.
You did.
I wish I knew what to put. And you did all that. I just threw it on a grill. And it was
good. I was trying to give you some leverage, man.
The grilling ain't easy. Come on, man. Grilling ain't easy.
Grilling isn't easy for you?
For me, but for other people.
What did you have to do that was so hard?
Well, it's a process. You know, you gotta kind of do this and then do that.
What's the this and that? Since you wanted to drive that, I have to ask.
You gotta put it on. You gotta make sure it's you know, cooking right. You know, you gotta flip it. You gotta kind of, you know, dress it as it's flipping. You know, you gotta make
sure. Dress it with what?
You know, to marinate, you know.
So who told you to dress it?
You did.
You drunk?
Because you did the marinade.
You drunk?
No.
So where is this tone coming from? Like, what is that?
You did.
Ooh, what is that? Where did you get that from?
Come on, man.
What movie you was watching?
Transporter?
That's it. He's a fucking... You want to know what's so fucking crazy? He's dead ass a hater because I don't give a fuck. Like, I love hood movies. And if you know, you know. Like, anyone that actually knows about hood movies, you know that shit is not the best quality, but that shit slap. It's like a good deli sandwich. The deli might not look all of that inside, but they sandwich slap. Transporter is a 2B series. I thought it was a movie, so I was telling my husband, I'm like, yeah, you know, let's watch this show, whatever, like that. He like, oh, the quality is mad fucked up. So they had like some animation. He like, the quality looked like this, this and that. But then he was so addicted to the damn show, and then try to fuck it up and say, oh, he over it, and then put on some extra bullshit. So if he thought the quality was bad on that, he put on some other bullshit. Nah,
I put that on purposely.
Because he was like, the show we was watching was boring. So mind you, before we even started the podcast, I'm like, yeah, you want to watch Transporter? He like, yeah. I'm like, it was good, right? He like, yeah, it was good. So cut it out. Cut it the fuck out, please.
They shot through the whip.
Ooh! Don't give it away. No.
bullshit.
Go see it. No, don't. No. Overall, yo, you
this shit moves.
Yo, you know what? It's about to end bad for you on some real shit. Right or wrong, is Transporter a good show?
It's a good show.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Go and see it because it's good. It's on Tubi.
It don't matter.
Don't do that.
Okay, can I say this?
No.
Let me say this. Right? You watching a nice rap battle freestyle.
It's not a rap. No, I already told people no.
And the nigga choke.
I already.
And still goes.
No.
How would you feel about that?
No, I already told the listeners that it's a hood show. It's like a hood movie, but they made it into a series. Think about a web series that's not on YouTube, but it's on Tubi. So you know the quality is not the best. My husband is bougie, y'all. He does not watch things that's not of good quality. So he doesn't understand that. And that's the difference. For somebody that watches hood stuff, they will understand. Because if you look at Killer Season is the quality of that shit is trash. But it's a good movie. Like, hood movies is usually low budget. However, you really trying to shit on the show, but you want to go watch it after we done with this.
It's just the choking. It's just, you know.
But leave that to the people that want to go see it. Why you want to give it away?
We still got more to see.
All right, but why you want to give it up? Bullshit, but you want to watch the bullshit.
I'm sick. You give up, pack it up.
Yeah.
Time to go?
Definitely.
Oh, man. But yeah, so what's on your mind, Torch?
The fact that you retarded. Because it's given retarded.
Slowly.
Ooh. Because I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, seriously. What are you talking about?
What you mean, what I'm talking about? About the show?
You don't like the show? Like, you really
I like the show. It's just, there's just a lot of things that's wrong.
Yeah, but besides that, the storyline is, it's not bad.
The storyline is great. It's a good storyline. It's just, you know, the way they shot it and edited it and left things in and had things that they should have left out. Mm-hmm. Like that shooter scene. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we decided that we were going to be doing, like, these weird, random-ass questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, oh, I hope that doesn't affect how our evening ends.
Yeah.
So, what you mean by that, sweetie? I just
hope however you ask this or whatever
it's not
ask,
whatever I'm asking, it's whatever we're asking each other. So
yeah, whatever we ask each other, I want you to take anything away.
Because you know, it won't be no cooking away. It won't be no cleaning. It won't be no fucking, and it damn sure won't be no sucking. So
what's your first question?
No, sweetie. Rock, paper, scissors. You's a hater, yo. I swear to you. You are the biggest crook. You are a crook. You ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot.
You
that's not my goal. You dumb.
You asked me the question.
Oh yeah. No.
You asked me the question.
Yeah, but you lost.
Yeah, so you asked
but
me
you the lost, question. But you lost. He tried to finesse that because y'all can't see. Let me tell you something. We're going to actually have, like, the actual visuals for you guys soon because this is some bullshit.
Nah, you won.
So a girl ever sucked your dick and then it was wild crazy, but her pussy was trash?
No.
Talk about it then.
I've never had that.
The head was trash and the pussy was good? Like, what happened?
Yeah, well, I've never knew what good head was up until I got with you. So, I mean, we get it there, right? So.
I didn't know we was gonna dive in like this. Okay.
But, yeah, like, I was just getting trash head.
And, so what's your definition of trash head?
Like nibbles, like a pacifier. and when I say like a pacifier, not even just there for only like a couple seconds.
So how long you think a guy should get his dick sucked for?
At least I would say like the 45 second mark has to be passed.
I feel like 45 seconds is nothing, though.
Yeah, but there's people that just be going down for a few seconds.
Does
for
that 10 mean seconds. That I'm nasty? Because it's just like, what the fuck is a 45 second blowjob, a dick suck?
So what's your number?
For me, I feel like...
Only for a husband.
Now. I feel like... You ain't gonna say now?
For her husband.
Now?
Always.
You're a fucking... He's a psychopath. I feel like 5 minutes is amazing. Yeah. 5 minutes. I feel like if you can do your thing for 5 minutes... Do your thing for 5 minutes.
Let me ask you, no homo, right?
No homo, nigga. No I got homo. A whole vagina.
I know, but
fuck
this.
Is you talking I'm just about? Saying, it's not two man talking.
I'm just saying how it comes out. I don't want it to sound mo. And no offense to any.
Yes, please. No offense, because I represent the B and LGBTQ plus.
So no offense.
And it's Pride Month, sweetie. So don't get it twisted, sweetie. Okay.
Just for joking purposes.
No, not joking purposes, because I represent the B and LGBTQ plus.
I already passed that.
No, it's not about that. It's Pride Month. Like, no, I gotta really shout out to the good up sis, the good yalem.
I'm so done.
No, shout out to all my people in the LGBTQ plus. I represent the B and LGBTQ plus. Yes, I am married to a man. However, I have love for my beautiful, sexy women out there in the world. And I represent the B in LGBTQ. And don't you ever get it twisted. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay. So, for joking purposes.
No, see, now.
I'm not gonna joke on anybody. I'm just joking about what we were talking about.
And don't
about.
You get it twisted.
Jesus Christ.
Kisa?
Well, I shouldn't have said that because of this conversation that you about to have. But.
You a hypocrite.
But what I was trying to say is for joking purposes, a mouthful of dick for 5 minutes is crazy. Your jaw
it has nothing to do with my jaw, sweetie. It's my throat. It's my throat.
You don't.
I swallow it in my throat, and I hold it in my throat, not my jaw. My jaw is when I want to go. But when I just want that thing to sit there, it just sits in my throne. Quietly and patiently. And it just expands.
Yeah, 5 minutes is amazing.
And when it starts expanding in my throat, it's time to release. And then you get the head. And I'm talking about suck on the head. And then you take your hand and then you rub it from the shaft to the head. And then you...
All right, masterclass.
But you a hater. Because you love hating. That shit. You know what's so crazy? It be the niggas who get they dicks up crazy that be talking like this shit don't faze him. Like, this nigga don't even be knowing what to do with himself. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's not act like you do not know. Like, you don't know what to do with yourself.
I never said
that. Stop it.
Because if you read it back, you hear, I said 5 minutes is amazing.
Stop it. We not running nothing back. Stop it. You asked me a question. You said your jaw don't hurt. It has nothing to do with my jaw. It's my throat. That's what I said. That's a fact. It's my throat. It's not my jaw. This is throat action. You guys can't see what I'm doing, but it's fine. Wait, that sounded crazy. But seriously, it's my throat. You have to let the...
All right, so let me ask you, how long does a guy have to be down there for it to quantify as good head?
Well, for me, honestly, you gotta be down there for a while. Like, you gotta sit like, down there, a while, read a book. Read a book, watch learn the, another language.
Watch the whole season of Transporter.
The whole season of Transporter. You got to sit there and you have to make sure. You have to make sure that you know what you're doing. Because first of all, don't. You have to be down there for a while. In order to get on. And if you don't want to be down there for a while, it's all right. Because I will use my vibrator any day of the week. And that motherfucker will get me right immediately. In 2 seconds. But sometimes he can't even get me right. Sometimes it gotta the take vibrator? Like a good 5-10 minutes. It depends. It depends. Cause sometimes if he's taking a little I'll be like, oh, like what's going it's on? Like, what's going
the
on?
Battery's charged.
What's going on? Like, where's the clitoral stimulation? But yeah, I wanna say, without the vibrator. Be prepared to learn another language. You're going to be down there for a while.
As-salamu alaykum.
That's religion. Oh, my fault. And that's Islam, which is another language. However, that is a religious term.
Oh, I just was the whole, but my fault. What's your question for me?
What position do you think men like all the time? Let me rephrase that. Do you think men... Let me say this because I'm ignorant as fuck. I think niggas like doggy style. Like, give niggas a doggy style and that's it. Like, yeah. Niggas do not care about nothing else. Am I right or am I wrong?
It's not... Niggas don't care about nothing else. The doggy style, just seeing the ass just clapping and all of that, just how it feels, how it looks, the whole position is just, and then the control that you have during that position, it just, I don't know, it's just the position to go to.
But it gets boring. It gets boring. Like, I'm gonna be honest, it's nothing wrong. Like, I love me a good old doggy position. You know, like when you would have conversation, people like, oh, what's your favorite position, doggy? But it's just like that shit get dried up real quick because it's just like you're not willing to expand. You're not willing to like look forward to different things. Like for me, I honestly don't mind doggy, but let me ride you because I feel like when I was thinking about Randy's comedy Because this nigga was talking about, like, how when girls be doing shit that niggas do not like, when they be, like, chomping on the dick mad hard and it be, like, bouncing on them and it's mad uncomfortable. But it's just, like, you're not supposed to do that, sis. Like, literally, like, your dick and the pussy is supposed to just be immaculate. Like, it's supposed to just meet. It's supposed to just be, like, and it's just supposed to just be something satisfying. Like, nobody don't want they fucking whole vagina pounded out. And no nigga want his fucking ball sacks to be bruised up because you only want to be bouncing around, like, being mad abusive.
Fuck your dad.
I'm being honest.
It's true.
That shit only... You don't want that. No nigga want that on his balls. Like, you only there squeezing it out for dear life. No. And no girl want her vagina pounded out until you can't... It's just like, what? Mm-mm. You gotta finesse that. Like, you gotta be on top of that dick. Like, you gotta be like... That nigga... You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they can't see you. This nigga is so fraudulent.
How?
No.
I said
no. No, no, no. Guys, you know that I'm very, very transparent with you guys. And you guys know that I always come on here and I always say that I'm giving you guys everything straight up, no chaser. This motherfucker right here is shaking his head like, mm-hmm. Knowing damn well he needs to voice it because we do not have a visual. So you're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I said they could hit up mm-hmm, the yeah.
No. No. Not the stupid face you like, I want that when we're done. Face.
Facts. Woo. Now let me ask you, do women really like the cum aspect of, like, when a man is done? Because I know it can get messy. I know it could be a lot.
Ooh.
So,
what was the question?
How do you feel about...
What was the question, sweetheart?
How do you feel about it when a man come? Like, the messiness, dripping out, all of that.
First off, now that we're married and everything like that, it's a different story. You want me to give you, like, before and after? Like, both? First of all, leave that shit in a condom. Please. Leave it inside of the condom. It's too much. Now, is a difference when you're dating or you're fucking around and you're just doing whatever you want to do with people? Let the motherfuckers keep that shit inside of the protection that they're using. Okay? Now, with your spouse, if this motherfucker decides that he does not want to come in you, he might want to come in another hole. That sounds wild, but this... we're adults or what? Yeah. He want to come in another hole, and it's just a lot going on, sis. You gotta make the decision. Do you wanna digest that? Do you wanna digest that? Did he have his protein shakes and his vitamins? Did he eat his fruits? Or was this nigga eating bear oxtail and curry chicken? Burgers, soda. You know? Nigga not drinking no water.
Cheesecake.
Do you really want to taste that? Because, sis, it's not healthy. It's not. It's like, oh no. My God. You know the nigga need to detox.
Oh, man, that's funny.
You know, and I feel feel like it goes both ways. I'm gonna be honest. But yeah. But I feel like if it's not that healthy, but the protein is still in there, I need to do a mask on my face. I need to make my skin clear. Other than that, don't do that. If you're gonna, if you know that that diet has not been all of that, you could put it on the face. Just don't get in my eyes.
With a hair?
You could get in my hair, could wash out. Don't get in my eyes because I don't want pink eye. Babe, please tell me you didn't know that.
Nah, I didn't.
Do you? Ooh. You want to talk about it?
Let's go.
Do you? You didn't know that?
No, I never. I thought when niggas farting on the pillow, just only rubbing your face on the pillow.
Why you think when you don't eat properly? And all the times when I was just like, don't get that on my eye. That shit give you pink eye, bro.
I ain't know.
You be walking around. Yo, there's a word. What the fuck? Nah. Where's my phone? Real shit. Yo, what is the word for pink eye again?
I don't know.
What's the medical terminology?
I really don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you right now. Wait. No. Conjunctivitis.
That's so crazy.
Conjunctivitis? You didn't know you could get pink eye? The wrong nut, ladies and gentlemen. Hairy.
You want to see his kids?
Hairy. Don't listen to my husband because he's a nut, literally. But on the topics of nut, listen. Ladies, if you know your man, he's good. He take care of you. You take care of him. Y'all sex life is great and everything. You want to be spontaneous, but you know this nigga, y'all fucking go and eat Root Crisp 5 times a week. And then on the weekend, y'all just fucking going and dabbling, whatever. It's your choice, his choice. Ain't nobody cooking at home. Ain't no strict diet in task. Y'all are spoiled. That nigga cum is poisonous.
Conjunctivitis
is what you would get if this nigga nuts on your face and it gets into your eyes. You don't want to go to the doctor. What happened? Oh, my man, he nutted in my face. And and I don't know what to do because my eye only hit a chin. So
he let me only see the future.
You was retarded. Ladies, if you know that you out with your man all the time and you don't cook at all, and this nigga's only eating outside food, and this nigga's not drinking no water, nigga drinking Casamigos every minute, drinking up, smoking up.
It's only gonna be Hennessy.
Don't, please. Don't swallow this nigga nut. And if he gonna nut in your face, please don't let him nut in your eye because you will go blind.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, if you want to be surprise. Freaky like that, wear a blindfold and be like, all right, do your thing.
Surprise.
But do not be like, oh, you can do it. And the next thing you know, you can't fucking see. Mm-mm. It ain't worth it, sis.
You're going to need LASIK.
It ain't worth it.
You're going to need LASIK eyes.
And if you don't pay for your shit, sis. It's not worth it, girl.
Oh, my God. What's that shit? These are for the people from New York. What's that shit that DJ Envy used to say on the fucking, when you listen to Hot 97?
About the LASIK.
The LASIK. That,
yeah, I don't know the about the company, but who cares? I know exactly what you're talking about that. Lying ass. Lying ass when you get half off on the eye. You get half off on one eye.
And then on the eye, you got to pay full price.
Yeah, please.
Oh my, can you imagine just getting
this is not about LASIK. The point of the story. Ooh, that was your head?
Yo. Oh my God.
The moral of the story is that ladies, don't do it. Now, it's nothing wrong with being spontaneous. It's nothing wrong with you wanting to do that or you want to swallow and everything like that. Make sure that nigga diet is intact. Because you don't want to go through all of tasting that. Like, it's... You want to taste the nutrients. You want that shit to taste like an Ensure.
Fucking that Ensure.
Ensure is good. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah, I fuck with an Ensure.
Let me tell you, I like the not Nutriment. A Nutriment. No, if you want this nigga shit to taste like an Ensure, make sure you cooking. Make sure you know you're seasoning and you're using fruits and you're giving him things. Mm-hmm. But if his diet contains fast food and Casamigos, sis, you in trouble.
Fast food and Casamigos, that's a sick combo. Is your go to ask me?
No.
Because I just asked you about the cum. Oh man, that's so funny.
So, what happens when a girl pussy is not tight? Like,
it just.
Like, what it feel like?
Let me give you an example. You know when you was a kid and you was in school and you had the number 2 pencil and you try to use the sharpener for the big ass like retarded for the big ass retarded pencil.
Ooh, and the shit don't sharpen properly. It just like, and then if it do end up getting a piece of the lead on there, like the pencil, as soon as you put that shit on the pad, it break off, and then you gotta go sharpen it again. And this shit only lining down, making the pencil mad small. Ooh, that's a good... Is that an analogy or a metaphor?
I just made that. I don't know.
But would it be considered a metaphor or an analogy?
Analogy, I think.
That's a big pussy.
Tunnel.
That is...
Tunnel vision.
That is crazy. Because, yeah, I heard niggas talking about that shit, and they like, yeah... That shit is just, like, crazy, and then it's just
like... you're just, like, the whole goal is to come. But if nothing is, like, gripping you, like, you know, ain't no... You're gonna get there later, but not soon.
That's crazy. So that's how it feels with me?
Never.
I know that was... I was just asking. I know. Because we get there sooner than later. So. Mm. What happened? Talk about it.
Like the Uber.
What about the Uber?
When I turn Uber app, it'd be like 2 minutes.
You turn that app on his raps. Ooh. Oh, I got a headache. I can't do it. This nigga said it's like the Uber app. 2 minutes away. Ooh. Yeah, well, that's what me. But
man, that is funny.
You told me you fucked some fucking loose ass pussy before.
Wasn't enjoyable.
I've had some quiet dick. But the difference is, for me, if the dick is quiet, I feel like I'm the wrong bitch to have quiet dick and we do something. You know why?
Because it's quiet.
Not only because I'm going to be the loud one to tell you that shit was quiet. And we will never be able to... I'm not jacking that. Like, I want you to go in, like, that's just like we be watching a specific YouTuber who stay talking about his dick and we're too. I be like, this nigga don't got no type of dick action. Cause first of all, why you jacking that your dick is like this, this, and this, and this, and this? If you have that umph that you talking about, you don't have to talk about that. Like, that's for people that don't got that umph. Yeah, like, niggas that be lying on their dick, niggas that be talking wild crazy, like, No. I don't like that. Anyway, I'm not doing that.
Have anybody like you said, whack dick, right? Have anybody like came to you like was acting like, yo, my shit is fire when y'all talked about it, and then when it was game time, it was just like,
you know, do, that is for me as a Scorpio female, you know, older Scorpio female, you know, I feel like I have come across people that, you know, like, you on the phone and you talking to a motherfucker. And it's just like, you sitting there on the phone like, oh my God. Like, as a female, you like, damn, I can't wait until, like, we link up or whatever we gonna do. Mm-hmm. And your shit is quiet, bro. If you don't get the fuck, if you don't get away from me, yeah. Like, I'm blocking your number. I'm blocking you because now I got a body for no reason.
Let's talk about that. A body for no reason.
That's the... Yo, no! People like that need to get killed. People like that need to get killed. Because think about it, right, babe? Like, we married, right? Well, we considered ourselves married because we're going to be married a month or so? Mm-hmm. Right? Almost, like a month and a half. So we call each other a married couple, whatever. We've been calling each other husband and wife, but we're getting married.
Yeah.
But babe, really think about this shit. Like, before we came into each other live, right? Like, really, really think about that. Because we both was doing our own thing, right?
Yeah.
You meet up with a bad joint. Like, she look good. Like, you guys been talking on the phone, texting. The texting is... You she's swindling you. You hitting bare air in a pussy. It's nothing. And you're sick.
Can I tell you something?
Of course. About if it's not something you already told me. Cause
one that is talking all that shit.
I think you told me about that.
And then
that.
As soon as you get there's nothing happened.
You talking about awkward when she was acting mad weird?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about... you told me about that.
Because that shit is the biggest, like, turn on. Like, come on. Like, we already talked about the action that's about to happen.
And then it's just mad weird after. Like, you acting mad weird, but you deadass told me about that. But I'm talking about when you on the phone with the person, spending hours on the phone, late night. Look, like, you only on the phone grinning. Mm-hmm. Texting every minute. As soon as you see the little notification, you waiting a few minutes because you don't want to seem like, you know, like you so thirsty. So you want to give them a few minutes, but you can't wait to respond back to them. And the shit is stale. It's giving like, what was you talking about? Because what we talked, wait, it makes me feel like what we talked about is non-existent. So that means now in your head, you went, what was this about? We have to revisit the conversation as a collective. Because first of all, now I done added you to my body count. No, for real, because now it's getting personal. And you not even worth that. So now I have to erase you from my body count mentally because you can't count. That's the fucked up part. Knowing that you have the body, let's talk about it. No, because I'm going to talk about the shit nobody want to talk about. Let's keep it real. The body count that you know in your head is a body count, but you cannot add them on because that shit, if you do, it's like...
It's a disgrace to yourself.
First of all, it's a mind fuck because number one, it's just like, how you fuck somebody but didn't even feel the fuck? Moment of silence.
I wish we had the panel where we could click the cricket sound.
You lucky. I don't feel like... No, but like, I don't understand that. Because like, I feel like for females, like for me, if you guys know about like Kama Sutra and everything with the sexual thing, yes, I'm a Scorpio. I'm very sexual. I'm very in tune with my sexual feelings. I'm very in tune. And I'm very sexually fluid. And I feel like when I am single, I do what I want to do. And when I am in a committed relationship, I am 100% committed and 100% faithful. I am now married. Well, we call each other married because we're about to walk. We're married.
We've been together
for we're about to officially make it. Yeah, we officially making it happen in a few weeks. However,
people that almost got their ass bust.
No, but seriously, I'm talking about not in my situation with my husband, because obviously shit works for us. We're both sexually fluid people. We know how to arouse each other and everything like that. But it really bothers me because I really think about, like, damn, like, if I'm with you and I'm fucking around with you and shit like that, and then, like, your whole sex is whack, I'm disappointed because I don't want to come off as a hoe, because I don't consider myself a hoe. I'm being completely honest. However, for me, if I'm fucking with you and I know that I'm sexually attracted, I'm looking forward to that good sex.
Yeah.
That's just, would. No, but people can't admit that. You understand? Especially for a female. It's too vulgar.
Yeah.
It's too blunt. I'm calling it what it is. I am looking forward to that good sex. You can't do that for me? Uh-oh.
Fucking dead. Let me ask
you. Let me tell you what I think.
I don't know, but I can tell you what I think.
That shit is garbage.
Yeah.
Why did I just rally up all these feelings and all these intentions, all these nights of using my vibrator, thinking about the sex, getting worked up for you, and the vibrator hitting more than that? No, I am really getting pissed off. No, because I'm having flashbacks. I'm being completely honest. Babe, think about this. Men jerk off all the time. Women use vibrators all the time. Whether it's a body massager that you use as your vibrator. Now everybody talking about this rose business. But since you know you was using that body massager, that hit crazy. But that's another story for another day. But really think about this. You meet somebody, whether you think that the relationship is going to go long term or short term, but you know, like, the chemistry is there, and you in your mind, because the chemistry is there, you think the sex is going to be good. And then the sex is trash. That's a slap in the face. Like, that right there make you not even want to have sex. It make you not even want to have sex no more.
So,
like,
let's get off of that.
What?
I said, let's get off of that right there.
You see, I'm passionate about that, because that shit just bothered me, because I'm telling you, it's been a few.
So let me ask you, have you ever did, like, any type of phone sex, like play with your vibrator while somebody was on the phone?
I never used my vibrator. But I've had phone sex. And I'm gonna be honest, I'd rather just have sex. Only because, no, because I'm gonna be honest, I'd rather just have sex with the person who I'm having phone sex with, only because it's just like, what are we doing this for? Like, we could, you know, that we could just wait until, like, the next, like, if I'm on the phone with you and you just like, oh babe, what you got on, oh, you want to do this for me, you want to do all this weird shit, it's just like, okay. The younger me, no, I'm just being honest. Yeah. The younger me who would have phone sex, my nigga, I'm lying to you on the end, because I'm not touching myself. I'm not using a vibrator, because I'm going to use my vibrator in the time of need when I feel like that. Like, you telling me to do all of this is, because I'm very rebellious. So you telling me to use a vibrator or to you giving me an action to do to myself, my nigga, I'm going to fake it for you. And then when I get off the phone and I'm thinking about whatever else I'm thinking about, or whatever else that's gonna make me wanna come, I'm gonna use my vibrator and use it to good use. You, on the other hand, you gonna get the end of the shit stick, because You over here telling me what you wearing. Yo, put your hand there. Do this. Like a weirdo. My nigga, why can't we just meet up and fuck? Yeah, why?
That is so funny.
I'm not...
It's funny. It's funny because I think the same too. Like I think like yo, this shit.
What are you doing? Oh,
this shit.
You wanna like.
Remember when New York niggas used to be like, yo, she yamming her shit.
I'm so done. This nigga, you know, I be trying to give my husband the benefit of the doubt, but this nigga is just a real waste man.
Can you imagine?
A waste man, bro.
Can you imagine people just saying...
You're a waste man.
Yo, niggas in New York, you really used to say, yo, shorty was yamming her shit on the phone, bro.
That's disgusting.
Yo, for real, now she sent me a video of her yamming her shit.
That's wild, because you're not getting that.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting that. For what? Like, me and my vibrator could have a good old time by ourselves in private. What you wearing, what you doing, or like you said, oh, yeah, you yamming yourself. I'm like, nobody... I'm not saying that there's females that don't do that. Like, the female... Because clearly you love that. So you've been there, done that, right? It's okay. But it's just like, my nigga, I'm going to be completely honest... Any nigga that was like, oh, yeah, oh, touch yourself and do this, I'm lying. I'm probably there watching ID the shit on mute, and I'm over here fucking finessing your shit. Like, I don't care why you over here really busting up. Like,
and niggas is so stupid that they just go with
and you over shit. Here busting up, busting all over yourself. That's crazy. No disposable nut rag.
And he only thinking that he's just like...
He really thinking that, like, no. Like, I really want you to be here so we could do this. So if you're not here to do this, I'm going to sit here and pretend. Because I am not going to put myself through that stress. It doesn't make sense. Tell me this. It does not make sense to me. I cannot get off like that. I can't. I'll be like, yeah... No, I'm really lying to you.
Okay. How do you feel about finger popping 2022?
Finger popping 2022. Finger. Wait. No. Yeah. I need a buzzer. Before we get our visuals out for real. We gotta get the sound effects.
Yo.
Because you said finger popping 2022? No. Yeah.
Let me go get some alcohol.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Babe.
Don't babe me.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. That
finger
is so
popping
funny.
2022?
What if a nigga, like, really, like a nigga... Like, you're single, right? Which you never will be. But you're single. And...
Anymore. Because you want to say never will be. You want to be so, what's the word? Possessive and all of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the nigga, you vibes is all good, straight, blah, blah. Y'all know y'all gonna have sex later. Yeah, I already was feeling the vibes. And then nigga want a finger pop on the way.
Never. First of all, I'm going to be like... First of
when
all...
When are we 12?
First of all... Fuck
and
all
that sound crazy.
It don't sound crazy to each his own who was fucking at 12. I wasn't fucking at 12. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm... You know, I've been fucking, but I wasn't fucking at 12. That's wild. But to each his own.
These kids nowadays.
Yeah, but to each his own. I know kids that from other generations that was fucking at 12. So that's even more wild because I'm talking about before the internet type shit. So, but what I'm saying is, it's just like, my nigga, where we was at? Where you felt like that was okay?
In the whip or something.
In the whip? So let's go home and let's fuck. Why you over here trying to jux me?
Why are you trying to think the wheel and only Only stretching.
No. No. You can miss me with that bullshit. You could definitely. Finger popping in 2022 is wild. The fact that you thought about that. Who you trying to finger pop? Like, that shit is wild.
You a total terrorist if you do this shit in 2022.
Especially in New York. Nah, let me.
For real, if you're doing that in New York,
yo, they gonna lock you up. In 2022,
you are
what, what's the house. What's the mayor, Eric?
Eric Adams.
That shit is nah.
You a threat to society.
Why are you trying to do all of that? Like, I feel like if you're trying to, like, you basically just, you might as well just come out and be like, you want to fuck.
That's some serial killer.
But
shit.
You don't think so? It made me think about Transporter with this fake ass. I don't want to talk about it. You guys need to go see that. But, because that shit was trash. But anyway. You? It's still a good show, y'all. I thought it was a movie. And then when the shit ended, man, we was like, ooh.
This shit ended abruptly, and I'm just
because
like,
it's a series. Come on, come on.
I looked at Torch, and I'm just like, I was. You see, my
no,
I was
he
tight.
Was tight. We both was tight. Let me give you the. We both was tight because we dead ass was like nah, because we dead started getting into it. It's a series, but if you guys watch it, you're gonna notice some parts is trash.
Yeah,
but back to the finger popping 2022 is crazy. Like anti finger popping 2022. Like that's a dub. Fuck like you need to sit it the fuck down. It's done. It's quiet. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's not doing that. If someone is walking around like, oh, he finger popped me. Like dumb days is over, sis. Like. If niggas is talking about, yo, my finger popped to a nigga,
that
you're
nigga's
a dub.
A predator.
Like, he's a dub. Like, it's so weird. Like, it's weird.
You're a fucking predator.
I feel like even the word finger pop should be removed. No, I'm going to be completely, no, fuck all of that.
Oh, my God.
I feel like the term finger popping.
If you want to talk terms, we could talk terms.
We ain't
squally,
going into that. Let me
squally,
let me.
Trish.
Yo, what we what strag? I like to be called a Trish.
Dottie.
I like to be called a Trish.
But that's different. It's just like what niggas was calling girls.
I know, but in Job Corps, niggas was calling them strags.
That shit is crazy.
It's like a poor dog on the street. But but what I'm trying to say is, like, this nigga be trying to throw me off. Like, finger popping 2022 is out. We're not jacking that. Don't jack that, please, because you will get arrested. You will get arrested. Yo. That's how I know. If you talking around, if you fucking going around talking about you finger popping people, you like kids. Like, it's crazy. Like,
predator.
Yeah, yo, like, it's over for you. You're done. You're done.
I'm not gonna lie, shorty got a jacky. And I finger pop.
I'm not gonna hold you up. You need to stop. Because now. It's just like, who the fuck you been around that saying that shit? Because you going to have to fucking...
Yo, Pop Smoke...
Pop Smoke rest
said
in
that
peace.
Shit.
Rest in peace. And Pop Smoke was a kid.
He said that shit in a song.
He was a kid, so he was... I'm not doing that.
How old is Pop?
Pop died when he was 20. Okay. He was a baby.
But still.
Can we get off of this? Because yeah, I'm not doing that to Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, Poppy Lokesta, but... yeah. You see, you from fucking Canarsie. Let's go there. This nigga's from the Floss, and all them Flossy niggas like kids.
Nah, come on. Come
on. Let me stop. But let me stop. No, but I'm just saying, like, some of the shit is just weird. Like, no funny shit, but. You got me sitting here like, how am I going to redirect this conversation? Because.
Ain't no way.
After finger popping 2022, it just threw me off.
Yo, niggas is gonna die when they listen to this podcast, yo. We should just name this shit Finger Poppin' 2020.
I would never do that. That's wild. Yo. Can you imagine?
Niggas would click so fast.
It's not even about niggas clicking, but then again, if you click on this mad fast, you gotta really think about it and be like, yo.
Predator vibes.
That's crazy.
Did these niggas say Finger Poppin'?
2022. I don't even feel right talking about this anymore. So let's get back to it. So Young Miami, she started her podcast, Carisha Bleeds, which is the good up sis, the good pussy yalem. And Diddy was her first guest, and everybody knows that they're fucking around and shit like that. And Diddy said to her that, you know, like, I feel like you're one of the most authentic people that I've ever come across because you're yourself, you know, like, you're a good mom and everything like that. Because if you think about somebody that's at a higher caliber or whatever, at a certain status in life, you know, people try to always put like their best foot forward to kind of impress. And even though he was like, yeah, we single, and then she was like, yeah, she was like, but we go together, like, you single but we go together. And he was like, we go together now? And she was like, real bad. And he was like, whatever you say.
Let me say something, right? And this is not me saying that what Diddy said probably wasn't how it felt, but Diddy, at the caliber that he is, with this whole mess that was happening, and the whole mess with the girl and this one fighting and all of that.
Nobody fought.
No, well, not fighting, but like,
you talking about the other girl that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
The Asian one, yeah.
Whatever beef they had going on. He's not gonna go on there and be like, yo, you a real thot. You give me thot vibes. Yo, your shit was crazy. You fucked me like a slore. Like, he's not gonna say that.
He's not gonna say that, but you gotta think about it, like, at the end of the day, because, like, I didn't watch the full podcast. I just, like, looked at people reviews and, like, seen different clips. Because he talked about Cassie. And he talked about, like, it was hard for him to let Cassie go. And then she moved on, got married, had a kid. Because he wasted mad years of Cassie's life for no reason. Like, let's talk about it. And the nigga admitted that it's hard for him to commit. Like, he's afraid to commit. So he fucked with, like, these younger females and shit like that. But I also feel like just being from the streets and being around a certain characteristic of people, I feel like if you carry yourself a certain way or you looking like you not committed to nobody, right? But you come across someone like me, right? And this is real talk because it goes on like, on like how we met kind of thing, right? And it's just like, you know, you want that one person. You don't know if that person is gonna be that person, but I'm giving you everything you need right now, like conversation, vibes, honesty, loyalty, regardless of what. Like, you gonna fuck with me just cause, like, you're gonna fuck with me. And for me, honestly, I feel like that's where he's at with her. I'm not saying that he gonna wife her, but I'm saying, like, he fuck with her because of the simple fact it's just like, you ratchet as fuck, but you're not afraid to show people that you ratchet as fuck. And I can respect that because one thing that I've seen a video of DMX talking about is just, like, always trust a person to be who they show you they're gonna be. If you a liar, my nigga, you're a liar. Like, I could trust you to be a liar. If you loyal and your mouth is crazy, but you're loyal to me, I could trust that you're going to say some wild shit to me, but I know you're still going to be there for me. Because you're showing me just that. So if she's out here and she's being ratchet and shit like that, but she getting her own money, she don't, you showing me who you are anyway, regardless. And I think that's where they're at with it. It was given. I loved it. I love Young Miami because I think she's a fun time. I really do.
Of course, it was a a great idea all the way around.